This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We have got to recognize that there is a power that's outside of us, that's above us, that's around us, that is far greater than anything we can do. You say, why is that important? For this reason. We live in a culture that emphasizes everything to do with self. You have the wherewithal. You have the power. It's all inside you, and all you need to do is reach down deep inside you and pull out the strength that's there. That's exactly what Satan wants me to believe. God wants me to believe the hand of the Lord is powerful. Satan wants me to believe I'm powerful and you're powerful. The power is not in you. It's not in us. The power is in the Lord. And that's why that verse is so important to me. Joshua put up the stones because he wanted people to know that the hand of the Lord is powerful. And maybe today you could make a private acknowledgement in your own heart. The hand of God is powerful in my life. And the hand of the Lord, His action, His activity is powerful in our home, in our family, and it can be if we yield to it. And the hand of the Lord is powerful where I work because the Lord is present through His people. Anywhere God's people are, remember, the Lord is. Anywhere the Holy Spirit of God is, that's where the Lord is. And the hand of God is anywhere a believer in Jesus Christ is and is operating. I really believe that. The hand of the Lord is powerful, but Joshua doesn't stop there. He said, I also did this so that you might always fear the Lord your God. What does it mean to fear the Lord? It doesn't mean to just cringe. It doesn't mean to just melt in the presence of God, although I think there are times to do that. To fear the Lord means to reverence the Lord. In looking up the original word, I found out it means to be awestruck at the power of God. It means to have awe and reverence for something greater than ourselves. When's the last time that you acknowledged your fear of the Lord? The Bible says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does that mean? There is no wisdom in a man's life who doesn't fear the Lord. That's what it means. Ultimately, there is no discernment or wisdom in a woman who says, I don't fear God. We live in a culture that doesn't fear Almighty God. We live in a society and a system that doesn't fear God. We fear man. We fear disease. We fear crime. We fear war. We fear anything but God. And what this country, in my opinion, needs more than anything are men and women and teenagers and young people who say, we fear God, which means we reverence Him and respect Him. Being a Christian is acknowledging the one who saved you from hell and saved you from an eternity away from Him, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. To fear the Lord is to acknowledge Him in every area of your life. You've got to believe that the hand of God is over your hand in life. And you've got to believe that the hand of God is above your family. And you've got to believe the hand of God is above this church. And you've got to believe that the hand of God influences what happens in your day-to-day living. Your life's not an accident. Your marriage is not an accident. Your children aren't accidents. They're part of God's plan, just like you are. Be a person who acknowledges the stones of memory, so to speak. Acknowledge that God has acted in your life, and you're going to decide today to be a person who acknowledges the hand of God and that God is all-powerful, and I'm going to fear Him, I'm going to live for Him. Even when 123 runners go to the left, I'm going to go to the right, I'm going to go the right way. Even if no one follows me, I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank You for this word from Joshua 4.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.